Masechet Avodah Zarah Perek Dalid Mishnah Yud. This Mishnah will talk about situations where there's a suspicion that an idol worshiper touched the wine of a Jew, which would make it Yayin Nesech, but we don't have any certainty about it. How do we treat these various cases? Mishnah says, Oved Kochavim Shenimsa Omed Besad Habor Shel Yayin. If an idol worshiper was found standing near the wine cistern of a Jew, halacha is as follows. Im yesh lo alav milveh asur. If the idol worshipper gave a loan to the Jew against the wine was viewed as the collateral that would be taken if payment wasn't given in time by the Jew, then asur, the wine would be prohibited because we could assume that the idol worshipper touched the wine in his mind. I'm not getting paid, I have rights to this wine, so I'm going to take it and I'm going to see what the story is with it. En lo alav milveh mutar. But if there's no loan against the wine, then the wine is permitted because the idol worshiper has no connection to the wine and would be afraid to touch it. He would be afraid that he's going to be suspected of looking like a thief. So therefore, in that case, he wouldn't touch it. We'll talk about other cases where the idol worshiper actually touched the wine, but it's clear that he had no intention to make it into a libation. Nafal labor ve'alaf. The idol worshiper fell into the wine of a Jew, and he died, he drowned in the wine. So over there, since he didn't come out alive, if he came out alive, it's a different story. We would assume that because he came out, he thanked his idol, and he performed a libation. But here he came up dead. Umdado bekane, or he measured the level of the wine with a reed, so he didn't actually touch it. He teased a sira bekane, or there was a hornet on the wine, and he flicked it out with the reed. He never touched the wine with his hand either over here, or he was tapping with his hand on the opening of a barrel of wine that was foaming to make sure that the foam was knocked down. He didn't want the foam to continue to rise. All of these were actual cases that happened. And Hachamim, when they were asked about this question, they said that the wine should be sold to idol worshippers. They permitted the owners to benefit from the wine by selling it because it's clear that the idol worshiper didn't do any libation with this type of wine, but they didn't want to allow drinking in this situation because it was touched in some way by an idol worshiper. So it wasn't prohibited in Yayin Nesech, therefore benefit from it would be permitted. But the other reason for the prohibition, which was the fear of socializing between Jew and Gentile that would lead to marriage, that prohibition still applied to the wine that was even touched in a way that wasn't for a libation by the non-Jew. But Rabbi Shimon Matir, Rabbi Shimon even permitted this type of wine to be drunk in these types of cases. If an idol worshiper took a barrel of wine and he threw it into the Jew's cistern in a fit of anger, he was very angry. This was actually a case, and the rabbis said that the wine was kosher, even for drinking. Everyone agreed in this type of case. They said that there are two reasons to be lenient over here. The idol worshiper didn't intend to touch the wine. He was throwing the barrel, and he touched the wine only indirectly. So therefore, the wine would be permitted even for drinking in this type of case.